step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
But I was able to relish in the fact that I was right.
I think that's the takeaway.
I think
Woody
so.
Woody was right.
Yes, and I will not throw that in her face the rest of her life.
This is the theme, Woody and Drew podcast, friends till the end. Now they start talking.
We've jumped on the whole bandwagon of the AI caricature picture. People are posting on social media. Everybody's doing it.
And somebody hates us for it.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot believe. So people have been posting these things like, yeah, it looks like something, you know, somebody at the fair would do, a picture.
They look nice. I mean, they actually look more lifelike than a lot of the other stuff that AI has come up with.
So, you know, we just had ChatGPT do it, and we just posted it and just said, you know, jumping on the AI caricature trend, how did it do?
Yeah.
And people said like, oh, it looks great. Oh, they nailed Woody's shirt perfectly. Mm-hmm. Cute as a button, says Robin. But then Abby from Hendersonville, oh my God, she unloaded on us.
Yes.
For posting a caricature picture of ourselves one time.
Mm-hmm.
It polluted some kids in Memphis. Y'all want to steal the likeness and style of actual graphic design artists. Y'all make your money on a radio station. Music made by real people, real artists, and you're using AI? Seems you're only in it for the money if you completely disrespect art in a different niche.
Wow.
Whoa.
Tough crowd.
Yes.
Mm.
So, you know, she went pretty hard.
Yeah.
For posting a picture, she blasted us. Now, she's talking about you polluted some kids in Memphis. So,
There's a big AI hub in Memphis.
Elon Musk's X Grok data center in Memphis.
Right.
And it is. It's awful around these data centers.
Yeah, it's polluting water and things like that.
Not going to dispute that. But, I mean, she's onto us, Woody.
Yeah. Yeah, we're personally responsible for it, you know. When we're not on the air here, you know, we're usually traveling the country just trying to make people sad.
Yeah.
You know, and
we obviously, we don't just hate kids in Memphis.
Yeah.
We hate all mankind.
Yeah. Yeah.
All hail our AI overlords.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's onto us. Our plan of, you know, when AI takes over and we are just merely slaves.
Yeah.
You know, we just hope to be, you know, maybe a conduit or spokesperson.
Right. Because you have to make a choice whether or not when AI does take over, will you let it kill us or just merely enslave us? And we're just hoping to be enslaved.
Right.
Yeah.
We're hoping for the best possible outcome.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we gave her this kind of like, you know, snarky,
a
sarcastic
response that was kind of delivered in that same manner.
And she's like, AI artist theft. She's like, she's all caps, you know, like crazy. Ah!
Well, it's like trying to have an argument with somebody about politics. You're never going to sway their opinion.
Right.
You know, it's like, you know, I don't care what you say.
She said, now, Abby says, as someone who listened to you for years and played and won gender wars many times, I'm sad that you're posting AI pics on a huge platform, giving the audience the impression that you support AI and that they should be too, since it's a trend and they can't be relevant without associating with a mindless trend.
Mindless trends, that's pretty much what is America in 2026.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Choosing not to post an AI pick is not going to change a whole lot.
Mm.
But here's what I say back to you, Abby. If you care that much about the pollution that data centers do you realize you're posting this on Facebook? Which is Meta, which has a data center in Gallatin.
Uh-huh.
So by actually yelling at us on Facebook, Abby, you are participating in the pollution of kids in the town next to you in Hendersonville.
But you know what, Abby? We forgive you.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Still love you, Abby.
Yeah.
just because you got a little wild on this one and you called us out for our egregious transgression and our hidden agenda of trying to cozy up to AI.
Yeah, but you
we
know.
Still forgive you.
Thanks for joining us on the dark side.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
A lot of the athletes winning medals at the Olympics are complaining that the medals are breaking. Apparently, when they jump up and down to celebrate, the little medal will fall off the ribbon.
Not good.
And then they have to go chase it down the street, I guess.
We had no idea people were going to be happy when they got them. Yeah. Jump up and down.
I know.
We never tested for that.
Yeah, so maybe put a little duct tape on there next time.
Yeah. So the deadline has passed for the second deadline in the Nancy Guthrie abduction. As far as we know, no money was paid and nothing has changed. Apparently, there was no proof of life given and no further conversations before the original notes sent by email or text. And they say that they're not even sure if the note was legitimate, was from whoever has Nancy Guthrie or took her.
Yeah. So that's sad.
Yeah, they're kind of in this nowhere land of no closure. And
yeah.
That's really what they want right
it's
now.
Not looking good.
It's really terrible.
A guy in North Carolina, he took, side hustle to the next level. He broke into a closed Little Caesars pizza and turned on the ovens, got all the dough ready, started making pizzas and selling them and keeping all the money himself. He was in there for 2 hours selling lots of pizzas to people late night until the police finally stopped by and said they're supposed to be closed at this hour. Since then, everybody on Facebook, all these people are going like, wow. He was really doing it. I want to give him a real job.
Right?
Yeah.
They should be thanking that guy. He's an employee who showed up.
No kidding.
Technically, he was an employee. He was a thief.
Yeah, except for the thieving part.
But,
I
mean, that's half the thing.
Yeah. Just showing up.
Bad Bunny, the halftime show, caused some interesting stuff in New York City.
Yes.
Apparently, according to the Water Authority in New York, that during the Bad Bunny halftime show, nobody used the bathroom. But as soon as it was over, everybody used the bathroom. They could tell just like the water use is attracted.
Like how many toilets flushed all at the same time?
And of course, people who are incensed and enraged and may never get over the fact that Bad Bunny was the halftime performance.
Right.
Said, it's because people wanted to vomit after seeing it.
Oh, but obviously.
They're leaning over the throne.
Yeah. And they were vomiting in Spanish. They have a different word for everything. I don't understand.
You know, it's funny because watching the Bad Bunny show at halftime, it was I didn't understand it either.
Yeah.
But, and I don't know any of his music. It's not my music, but
it was had a positive vibe. They seemed to be having a good time.
It was a vibe.
Yeah.
Just like you said.
Yeah.
It was I enjoyed what I saw.
Yeah.
It was kind of fun, and I get it. I see why people like it. It may not be my thing, but.
Yeah. It was a celebration.
I'm getting over it.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
The fact that there's been, the sense of inflicted damage.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing goes for the people that are absolutely incensed that there was a Kid Rock show going on at the same time. Like, get over it. Everybody got to watch what they wanted.
Yeah.
If you wanted to watch something else, you watch it. If you wanted to watch reruns of the Puppy Bowl while the halftime was on, you could do it.
Yeah.
Nobody made you sit in front of whatever you supposedly had to endure.
It's still a free country for now.
No. No, it's not.
That's right. I'm sorry. It's only a free country who people believe with our side.
Exactly.
I forgot. Yeah, that's the deal. Okay.
Hey, I'm supposed to be outraged every day about something. Don't take that away from me.
You're listening to Woody and Jim in the Morning.
Totally Hits 93.3.
Ready now to play that Gender Wars game brought to you by Tree Fellers. Tree removal or just pruning? It's a good time to do it this time of year where the sap isn't all runny.
They can also get rid of all those trees that fell during the ice storm.
No kidding.
Go to localtreefellers.com for tree fellers.
All right. Representing the ladies, we have Teresa in Charlotte. For the guys, we have John and Franklin. Good morning, y'all. We have a Get Acquainted question for both of you.
Yeah, I'll start with you. Teresa, do you have a favorite burner on the stove?
The left front burner.
Left front burner.
Okay. John, you have a favorite?
right one. It's closer to the fridge.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Strategically placed. You each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble. Let's begin.
All right, Teresa, multiple choice. Basketball, hockey, or golf? What sport features a 24-second shot clock?
Basketball.
There you go. Good start.
All right. John, in The Spice Girls, was Emma Bunton Scary Spice, Sporty Spice, or Baby Spice?
Baby Spice.
You're right.
Good job. All right, Teresa, your car's tachometer keeps track of your engine's RPMs. What do the letters RPM stand for?
I don't know.
We're out of time. Revolutions per minute. You'll know next time.
I will.
John, what brand of cosmetics is famous for the slogan, "Because you're worth it"?
Screw.
Okay, just in time. All right.
Your way, Teresa. What brand of cosmetics is famous for the slogan, "Because you're worth it"?
Revlon. I have no idea.
It is not Revlon. L'Oreal is what we were looking for. Good use of the screw, John.
Okay.
That has given you a slight lead.
All right, Teresa, you got to get this one right if you want to stay in the game. Here you go. Bane is an evil villain that causes trouble for what superhero?
What was the name?
Bane.
Spider-Man.
No.
That's not correct.
A different man. Different bug. It's Batman. Actually, not a bug.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was totally wrong there.
Okay, bugs. Bats eat bugs. Batman was what we were looking for. And John, no need to answer the last question. You have yourself tickets to see Barry Manilow's last show ever in Nashville at Bridgestone Arena.
Nice.
Great job, both of you. We enjoyed having you. Whatever burner you use, we don't judge. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Great Valentine's Day gift would be tickets to see Barry Manilow in concert. And we have those to give away all week long for Gender Wars. If you'd like to play, there's still plenty of week left. 615-553-0933. It's been kind of interesting. The last couple of days, people have called us and sent us texts saying, I really want to win those Barry Manilow tickets.
I have to win.
And the person who has so wanted them has not won so far. The other person who just goes, oh, yeah, that'll be all right. You know, they don't covet them as much, has been the winner. Maybe you will break that cycle of failure tomorrow.
That's right. We play a couple times a day. Just let us know if you want to play. 615-553-0933. Maybe just like relax. Maybe it's they're so hyped up to win Barry Manilow tickets.
You get so worked up.
That they that they're psyching themselves out.
Yeah.
But if you're going, well, I don't know how good that would be. Barry Manilow is one of the greatest concert performers of all time.
So many hits.
You can't not sing along.
Yeah.
You will smile.
I know.
I mean, I have no financial stake in this. It's not like I make money if you buy tickets.
No, I just love it. It's my girlfriend and I went and saw him a couple of years ago when he was here. And, we all have our favorite Barry Manilow songs. Maybe we won't admit it out loud, but, yeah, guys love Barry Manilow.
And then, you know, when you actually go to the concert, you're going, I had no idea that all those songs were his.
Yeah. He also does a medley of all the songs he's written for TV commercials.
McDonald's.
Yeah.
Like a Good Neighbor, history, State Farm is there.
Yeah, he wrote that, and they're still using it today.
And you're like tapping your foot to it.
You're going, wow.
Singing along. Yeah. It's a commercial. Why am I singing? Because it's really good.
I have a memory, too, when we went to the concert, because I said, I love that song. It's a Miracle. That's my favorite song from Barry Manilow. And I said, I know he's going to do it sometime tonight. And we got there right before we went to our seats. I went to the bathroom, and he started the show, and he's playing it in the bathroom.
So so you got to hear it over the
speaker. I got to hear it on a little speaker, in the bathroom. I mean, then it's sort of the Bridgestone Arena.
Could you sing louder over my pee?
I can't hear you over my urination. Sing louder, Barry. If you'd like to win these tickets, you could text us 615-553-0933. We're all in on the Olympics now. Yesterday, Nashville's media darling, Big Joe Dubin, stopped by the studio and reminded us that it was 8 years ago yesterday that we went to Ford Ice Center and tried curling.
And it was so freaking hard.
It was really difficult.
For something that looks like nothing.
It looks like you're just playing shuffleboard on ice, but it's really difficult.
It's super hard. Every one of us.
Yeah, we were like splayed out on the ice, just, you know.
Flat on my back, flat on my stomach.
I think we slid farther than the rock did.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was tough.
Those little brooms, we were using those to like help ourselves get up off the ice.
That's right.
And I play hockey every week.
Yeah, you're used to being on the ice.
It's super hard.
Yeah. But yeah, that was a moment in Olympic dreams.
Have you been watching much?
A little bit.
What have you seen so far?
I watched some of the hockey. I watched some of the luge, the curling, of course, some of that stuff. And the figure skating is always fun to watch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the U.S. team was amazing.
Oh, yeah, really good.
The young guy, Ilian, the one they call the quad god.
Yeah.
That guy's doing stuff that, like, it looks like
physically
CGI.
Impossible, yeah.
Yeah.
Really amazing stuff.
I was watching the opening ceremonies on Friday night.
Yeah.
And apparently everyone in America had the same thoughts that I did while I was watching it, which is, Shaun White, stop talking about yourself. Oh, my God.
Oh, Shaun White, the famous snowboarder.
He did, he was like, okay, they had the announcers, and then they had Shaun White, who they wanted an athlete there.
Yeah.
But as they're bringing out every country,
right,
all he did was talk about himself. He's like one of those people, like, do you ever have one of those conversations where, I'll ask you, hey, what's your favorite restaurant?
Let's see. I like to go to the Palm.
I've been to the Palm. Let me tell you about the time I went to the Palm. That's because I was at the Palm, and blah, 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 and it was all about me.
Anybody who could turn anything into a talk about themselves.
That's all he did.
Okay.
Okay. You pretend to be one of the announcers.
All right.
As they're bringing out the Festival of Nations,
the Parade of Countries. Yes. Okay. And here's the delegation from Slovenia.
I remember when I went to Slovenia, and here's what I had for dinner, and here's the 6 medals that I won. Oh, we have a new country.
Jamaica has made their way to the floor
now. Let me tell you about the brand deal I'm doing with Jamaica. Jamaica and I are partnering, blah, blah, blah. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Like, people just, I just wanted to strangle him. Like, shut up.
We just
want
to hold
you.
His head down in the snow. a little tired this morning. Spent some of the time in the ER last night.
You okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm okay. My girlfriend's okay. What happened is she went to work yesterday, and then she said she had a really bad stomachache. And so people were saying, oh, it's probably just gas. She should just walk it off or take some Tums or something.
Right.
And so it didn't go away. And so we get out of here like at, you know, noon, 1 o'clock, something like that. She says, would you stop and get me some, like, gas medicine and all that? Yeah, sure, okay. So I'll get over there. And then it still hurt when she got home. And then she said, I'm going to lay down for a little bit. And I said, you want me to take you to the ER or the urgent care or something?
Yeah.
He goes, no, I'm fine. And then, you know, a couple hours go by and goes like, yeah, maybe I should go to the ER. I went, oh, like what I told you like 3 hours ago? but anyway, we go and, you know, they do all the tests and everything and, you know, poking and prodding. And then they do a CT scan to see if there was anything in there that was awful. And everything is fine. And then I thought, okay, Sunday, you were down in Mount Pleasant with your kids, and you were dragging branches that had fallen off trees out to the road.
Yep.
You think maybe you might have, like, strained a muscle or two? Oh, yeah. And so the doctor comes in and says that exact same thing.
Oh, right, wow.
So luckily, you know, it wasn't a bad night. We got, some Tylenol will be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, could have been much worse.
And it's always embarrassing when that happens because then you're like, oh, I didn't need to go to the emergency room.
Right,
which is
right.
Like then when you do need to go or not sure, then you're going like, well, what if it's one of those times where I really need to go?
Right, yeah, you have that, I'd rather be safe than sorry.
But no, I remember last time I had gas or I was just tired.
Yeah.
And then you don't go.
But I was able to relish in the fact that I was right.
Oh.
And that I diagnosed, Dr. Woody diagnosed the problem.
I think that's the takeaway.
I think
Woody
so.
Woody was right.
Yes. And I will not throw that in her face the rest of her life. So.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
You know that guy or woman you're honking at on I-24 or 40, 65, and you're just going like, you're a terrible driver. Well, now you can honk at no one because Waymo has now officially started the driverless cars in Nashville. So they've been driving around getting to know the area, but with somebody inside.
No longer? Nobody.
No. So that person you're honking at may not be a person at all. Good luck.
Good luck, everyone. You know, I have a cat, Moira Rose, and cats are very finicky, but sometimes as a treat, I like to get her cat milk. And of course, and regular milk has too much lactose for cats. Yeah. So you can get like low lactose cat milk, Whiskas cat milk. And I guess one store, there's been some confusion. They actually had to put up a sign that said, please note, cat milk does not come from cats. Apparently people were asking, is this for cats that can't breastfeed?
Right. I'm just sick of almond milk. I would rather have milk that came from a mama cat.
From a cat, yeah. I like to pour that over my Rice Krispies.
Love that we have to be told these things.
I love it.
So speaking of pets, one of the big Super Bowl commercials was for Ring, the Ring cameras that are on the front of your house, the doorbell cams. And they talked about how they're saving dogs that are lost.
Right.
And people are just now starting to freak out saying, hey, wait a second. All your cameras throughout my neighborhood are scanning everything everybody does all the time.
They know what you're doing.
Sure,
when
you
leave
saved
the house.
Some dogs, but you've also turned us into a surveillance state. So they're catching a lot of flack. We're doing something great.
Yeah,
but what else are you doing?
Be back tomorrow. We'll have a Wet News Wednesday. We'll meet an adorable little puppy. And also our salute to unpopular opinions we call, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. So if you have something you'd like to get off your chest, you're saying, like, you know what? Everybody always says this, but here's what I think. Let us know.
Yeah.
Text us 615-553-0933 and let us unburden you of that unpopular opinion.
Because we're Americans. We're always mad about something. We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits 93.3. We're mad about you. Thank you. Good night.
Oh,
we're here all week.
Take the microphone away.
Tip your servers.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.